The Florida Student Association, or FSA, is pushing lawmakers to give $340,000 to universities. The money would help students who don't have food to eat or a place to stay. Miami Republican Senator Anna Terry Flores and Fort Walton Beach Republican Representative Mel Ponder are drafting bills to support the proposal. FSA member Hunter Lyons grew up in foster care. He says it was hard to focus on school.
For me, many times that meant, you know, I was, my only lunch, you know, that day was school lunch, and I was surfing from house to house on an air mattress. It was really tough to be successful in school when you don't have a full stomach or a steady home, and the same applies to college. That's why it's so critical that we treat these programs seriously and give them the funding they deserve.
A recent nationwide survey of 86,000 students found over half of them faced food insecurity. The FSA is also asking for a sales tax break on textbooks. Also on students' radar, mental health and sexual assault awareness. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.